What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. WVU played their 15th game of the season. It was against Kansas State. And since the Monmouth loss, West Virginia's been in a bit of a pattern where they win one game, they lose two. 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 So they're coming off the two-loss part of the pattern. And so the win one game was scheduled to be against Kansas State tonight. And that did not happen. And if you listen to the last episode of Unreasonable Doubt, it sounds way more funny now than it did Saturday night. Because I was making the case for 9-9. It was an optimistic route. I did try to preface by saying it was very optimistic and not the most likely result. But it doesn't, there's no 9-9 path. Edwards does not make the difference on this team getting to 9-9. Two Big 12 games, just from the defensive side of things, it ain't there. It's not close to being there. And the Big 12 is filled with teams that are really good at defense. I mean, up and down the board, this conference hangs its head on, you guessed it, defense. And West Virginia cannot hang their hat on much, but they certainly cannot hang their hat on defense. Baylor can't hang their hat on defense. They're really good at offense. West Virginia can't pull that rabbit out of their hat. And it looked good in the first half, right? Raekwon Battle, after being held to, 3 points over the weekend, he was firing. He scored a lot of points in the first half. West Virginia scored 42 in the first half. They barely broke 50 on Saturday in Houston. They scored 42 in the first half. The other team shot 60% from the field. And we're down two. And my basketball brain, when I see a team shoot 60%, I'm thinking, wow, West Virginia didn't shoot 60%. And they're up two. The other teams certainly aren't going to shoot 60% for the game. They'll come back down to earth, maybe not by West Virginia's defense, because West Virginia's defense was not good in the first half, but just numbers. Some luck. I typed into the X that West Virginia needed some stops and they needed some luck. Could they get that to get their first Big 12 win? And they didn't get any luck, and they really didn't get stops. I mean, the first possession of the second half for Kansas State, it ended up with a wide open three attempt. And there was like two passes. And it's a handoff. Somebody gets hung up in the guy doing the handoff. I believe that was Battle that got stuck that time. Wide open shot. And you go from up two to down one. And really, that was the ball game. Like, if you want to get real about it, I'm sure at halftime it was talked about how we need to get some stops and we need to. You can say that, but can you do it? And West Virginia is not capable of getting stops. The other team, West Virginia got stops in the non-conference schedule where they had a losing record, but they got some wins. And that was, and you can do that against Bellarmine. You can squeak one out with what West Virginia's bringing out defensively against Bellarmine. You didn't have to play defense against Toledo because they didn't play defense. Like, it all makes sense. But now, with Big 12 competition, you got to get some stops, or you got to get lucky, or you got to be elite offensively. And West Virginia is 0 for 3, and I don't know how that changes at this point. Earlier in the day, because the NIT has changed their they've changed their automatic qualifications, and the Power Six teams, each of the Power Six conferences, two schools from each conference based on net ranking. So the two highest the teams with the two highest net rankings from each Power Six conference that didn't make the NCAA tournament, automatic invitation to the NIT. So there's 14 teams in the Big 12. I logged onto the bracket matrix for the first time this year, the first time this college basketball season. And the matrix has 7 Big 12 teams in right now, but 11 are in the mix. There's 4 on the bubble with the possibility, you know, the Big 12, when they had 10 teams, on multiple occasions got 7 teams into the NCAA tournament, 70% of the teams. So it's not it's not crazy to think that 10 teams, which is about 70%, a little over 70%, that 10 teams from the Big 12 go to the NCAA tournament. And if that happens, then you just got to be the 12th best team in a 14-team league. You're automatically in to the NIT. Do you want to be in the NIT if you're the 12th best team in the Big 12? I don't know, but you've got an automatic invite, and it doesn't matter your record. You just got to be the 12th best team according to the NCAA net rankings. And so in that prism, that very narrow prism, you think before this game, you know, West Virginia gets Edwards back. These guys gel. These guys mesh. They figure out some stuff. And you just got to be better than two teams. And I'm looking at you, Oklahoma State and UCF. You just got to be higher than them in the net rankings and get 10 of your fellow Big 12 teams into the tournament, and you're in the NIT. And what I'm saying after seeing what happened in this game tonight, then you start putting all the negative pieces together. Then you go back all the way back to the secret scrimmage where this West Virginia team lost to Vanderbilt in overtime in the secret scrimmage. You want to do it? Do you want to look right now if you have the ability and see how Vanderbilt's doing? I'll do it for you. Don't do that. West Virginia is 5-10. Vanderbilt is 5-10. So that's who, and you didn't have Battle, but you lost to Vanderbilt in the secret scrimmage. You lost to Monmouth. Yes, it's a different roster. You lost to Radford. And you're not good at defense, and there's no cavalry coming. I don't know how they get better at defense in the Big 12. And on top of that, the Big 12 loves to play defense. West Virginia used to be one of those teams that was big on playing defense. And they're not. And so that's okay if you're elite offensively. And I'm looking at you, Baylor. Baylor's not great defensively, but they're elite offensively. And you can make that work.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And so I once again feel like I have to say this. Everybody in the coaching staff, from Coach Eilert to the guys he brought in, love and respect to those guys for wanting to sign up on an interim basis for this year, given what happened prior to that, to where they have the opportunity to get these positions. Love and respect. And the guys who are on this roster, from Raekwon to Ali, theoretically, everybody could have taken a pass, roll the dice, go somewhere else. And if Raekwon Battle still pushes for the cleared waiver and gets that kind of hurdle removed, everybody could be somewhere else. Like, you have to do some quantum leap stuff and you got to do some back to the future stuff, but like, it's possible. And everybody who's on this roster decided, I'm in to wear the gold and blue this year. And it's and love or respect to everybody, regardless of where this is going to go. But this, I did the, you just got to be better than UCF and Oklahoma State to get into a postseason tournament. Post game, I'm back to looking at the last Catlett year. I'm back to thinking about the John Hargett season. That team won one conference game in the old Big East, and Gail Catlett retired, and then, the other guy, and then you get Beilein. So the optimism has changed from a short-term optimism for this season, keeping the love and respect for those still involved, but looking long-term optimism, because you could look at it's on the surface, thinking about the Hargett season is a deep, dark place. It's a deep, dark basketball place. But the changes that took place after that, and it didn't happen overnight. So it is not, but here's the thing. John Beilein, back in 2003, the rules as far as bringing guys in was not the case. He recruited guys. Tyrone Sally stayed. Schifino stayed for most of the year. Like, but he went all freshman for the most part in Tyrone Sally. And in 3 years, we got that Elite Eight run. So in the, and then from that, you get, you all remember all this stuff. So me thinking about the Hargett year, on the surface, deep, depressing, dark stuff. But the long-term optimism is, and keeping love and respect for everybody, I can talk about this stuff and not have a less amount of love and respect for the guys who stayed in the fold. But this is a long-term optimism play. The short term is done. I can be surprised by that. Lord, I can eat my words all the time. Plenty of times. Talking about basketball, talking about many subjects in life, I can have what I think about something, say it out loud, the opposite happens, it ain't nothing new. So I just got to live with that. This team proves me wrong, all gravy, and still keeping the love and respect. But this is a long-term play that the Hargett season, you couldn't turn around as fast as you can now because of transfer portal. But, oh, it was tough. And so that swing from Eakin the 14th to Hargett season long-term optimism, that swung within 10 hours. It was a 10-hour swing. And there's 16 more games to play, plus the games in Kansas City. Oh, and I'm frustrated. How could you not be frustrated watching that game? Out rebounded by 13. Other team shoots 54%. They had 5 more assists, 5 blocks compared to year one. They're turnover prone. You had as many turnovers as they did. They doubled you up on points in the paint. I mean, just pick a metric, and the other team had it, and they did it to you at home in a building where individual voices are being heard very clearly. I mean, that's – and it's January, and it's January 9th. Long-term optimism. And good news. It's all happening on streaming. All people are really getting outside of WVU fans and Kansas State fans. All everybody else is getting is just the score at the end. They're not seeing how the sausage is made. And that's, again, VIP club exclusive. It's very exclusive this year, and that's a good thing. To not have your business out there. West Virginia does not want their business out there. The last time they were on a network, they lost in overtime to Ohio State. So they put a good foot forward the last time somebody could just run across that flipping channels, if that's still a thing. The Houston game and this game, small audience. And everybody's just getting the numbers. So that's optimism, right? Is that a version of optimism? That's glass half full thinking. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. There's another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. West by Pod. Joel, Jordan, they talk WVU football. And they are talking about the Mayo Bowl champs. That's right. Your Duke's Mayo Bowl champion, WVU Mountaineer football team. They won 9 games. Joel, Jordan, Jake Lance all react to the Duke's Mayo Bowl win. Check out that podcast wherever you listen to this podcast, whichever platform. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the stuff. Follow the X feed, go to the Discord, fantastic Discord where you can talk to fellow Mountaineer fans about sports and other stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Saturday. It's streaming ESPN Plus, 6 p.m. in the Coliseum. West Virginia plays the Texas Longhorns. The last time West Virginia saw Texas, it was in Texas, and West Virginia lost by 34 points. Both teams are very different. They've got names that we're familiar with. Brock Cunningham still there. Brooding Brock Cunningham. And they come in with a road win, and they're looking to win two in a row. And they're probably going to. Texas is going to be a favorite. Texas is, for Big 12 levels, Texas is on the lower side defensively. Not West Virginia low. And by low, I mean they're 51st in KenPom out of 360-some teams. So 51st, still really good, but that's good enough in this conference for, like, definitely bottom half. And they're, you know, they've got the first full year of the Rodney Terry experience. And, you know, their metrics are good, but it's a little bit, and they're way better offensively than Kansas State. And I knew the score of this game from tip-off until the end. So shout out to ESPN Plus for getting your ducks in a row on that front. And Houston lost tonight. So the team that beat you by 34, they went to Ames and lost at Iowa State. No shame in that, but also a wildly different result. The all-world Houston Cougars on Saturday took an L tonight, and West Virginia took an L. And my mental health took an L. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU, for the 2023-2024 season. They have nickel wins, and they have dime losses.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.